Please remain standing. We make our beginning this morning. We make our beginning in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness. therefore you are feared. Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer, praise, and thanksgiving, to receive also the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ, and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, have mercy upon us. Forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. Almighty God, in his own mercy and grace, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives us all our sins. As a called, ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
Be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray together. O God, in the glorious transfiguration of your beloved Son, you confirm the mysteries of the faith by the testimony of Moses and Elijah. In the voice that came from the bright cloud, you wonderfully foreshadowed our adoption by grace. Mercifully make us co-heirs with the King in his glory, and bring us to the fullness of our inheritance in heaven, through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
The Old Testament reading is from the book of Exodus, chapter 24. And Moses took the blood and threw it on the people and said, Behold, the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you in accordance with all these words. Then Moses and Aaron and Nadab and Abihu and 70 of the elders of Israel went up, and they saw the God of Israel. There was his feet, as it were, a pavement of sapphire stone, like the very heaven for clearness. And he did not lay his hand on the chief men of the people of Israel, They beheld God and ate and drank. The Lord said to Moses, come up to me on the mountain and wait there, that I may give you the tablets of stone with the law and the commandment, which I have written for their instruction. So Moses rose with his assistant Joshua, and Moses went up into the mountain of God. And he said to the elders, wait here for us until we return to you, and behold, Aaron and Hur are with you. Whoever has a dispute, let him go to them. Then Moses went up to the mountain, and the cloud covered the mountain. And the glory of the Lord dwelt on Mount Sinai. And the cloud covered it 6 days. And on the seventh day he called to Moses out of the midst of the cloud. Now the appearance of the glory of the Lord was like a devouring fire on top of the mountain in the sight of the people of Israel. Moses entered the cloud and went up on the mountain, and Moses was on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle lesson is from 2 Peter chapter 1. For we did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For when he received honor and glory from God the Father, and the voice was borne to him by the majestic glory, this is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. We ourselves heard this very voice born from heaven, for we were with him on the holy mountain, and we have something more sure, the prophetic word, to which you will do well to pay attention, as to a lamp shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts, knowing this first of all, that no prophecy of Scripture comes from someone's own interpretation, for no prophecy was ever produced by the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
like to introduce to you Pastor Wayne Schrader. I've also invited him to share with us this gospel lesson of the Transfiguration this day. Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you, Pastor. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 17th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John, his brother, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, there appeared to them Moses and Elijah talking with him. And Peter said to Jesus, Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. He was still speaking when, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And a voice from the cloud said, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. When the disciples heard this, they fell on their faces and were terrified. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, Rise and have no fear. And when they lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only. And as they were coming down the mountain, Jesus commanded them, Tell no one the vision until the Son of Man is raised from the dead. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Mercy and peace be richly and abundantly poured out upon you this day. Our text is based off of the Transfiguration account that you just heard Pastor Schroeder read, as well as a side text that we're going to be talking about. As you know, as a congregation, we've been going through the Pentateuch, or the five books of the first five of the Old Testament, in the immersed Bible reading experience. And so we're going to hear and meet in the account of the Transfiguration a couple of Old Testament characters, Moses and Elijah, who are speaking with Jesus. And it'll be fascinating as we marry these texts and see what's going on and look at that. And so as we begin, O Lord, we ask your blessing to be upon us. And we ask, Lord, that you would bless this day. It's a day that you've made, and help us to rejoice in it. Amen. The text that I'd like to marry up to Peter, James, and John being in one of the neatest places they could be with Jesus on top of the mountain. And what does it remind you of in the Old Testament when God would meet Moses? He did it a lot of times on the top of the mountain. And there was always a cloud during the day, and often there was also fire. And it was just like this awesome thing that was going on. That's what was going on with Peter, James, and John with Jesus. And when I look at this text, I see this parable of Jesus in Matthew, and I'd like to just share that with you and just have you understand what Jesus is saying here. The kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking fine pearls, and upon finding one pearl of great value, he went and he sold all that he had and he bought it. As you and I start to look at what we have in our relationship with Jesus Christ, is that how it is? That you know you've got the one and only, the best thing, the one thing that you really need. When we start to look at our churches across America and even our own Trinity, we realize that statistics and studies start to talk with us and tell us that there's fewer than 1 in 5 people who will be from Orlando's population or any county in America. Less than 1 in 5 will actually be attending today's worship services or any time during this week. Less than 20%. And you start to wonder, why? Don't they understand what's going on? What God is promising, what God is giving them? And why is it that all of our churches are not filled when we have the greatest gifts of all? We possess the thing that cures death. You realize that? We possess the thing that cures death and has an answer to death. As Christians, as a Christian church, we have the magic, the key, the formula, the words, the thing, Jesus, that will actually bring forgiveness to people who are at warring and sparring and fighting, and words have been shared and lives have been ruined, and how He can help bring them back together. We have the one who is able to do all of these things and even more. And we start to see that we have a message of great value and of worth. The world, however, including me and you, is including and is searching for answers to life's questions. Questions such as, what shall I really invest my time and energy, my life in? What's really important after all? Others are suffering from crazy time schedules and the like. It seems as though we're looking for balance in our life and in our world, something like that will lighten our world and our life up. And you know that valve on your car, if you go and you unscrew the little lid by your tire and you push it in, it'll go psst. Wouldn't you like to have that for your life? Where you could just go over to it during the middle of the day and push that little valve and go psst, and it would let out some of the pressures that you're going through and the things that you're understanding are yours to do. All of us are looking for rest and relief. We're looking for peace and purpose and meaning in our lives. We're looking for order and balance, a meaning and motivation for it. I recall a survey that was done some time ago, which asked, what are some of the things that you struggle with frequently in your Christian life? The following were some of those answers: trusting God more fully with my life, doing what He wants me to do, telling other people about Jesus, or simply sharing my faith, being a daily example for Him, doing my daily devotions, and last but not least was balance between job, home, church, and family. Why is it that these frequent struggles are also many of ours? And why is it that we would see that not each and every one of our pews are still filled? All 4 services, when we look at what we have, we've not valued the kingdom of heaven as highly, perhaps, as we ought. We're not sold on all of this God stuff, perhaps. We haven't made this a priority because we don't see the price or the value or the worth of it fully. People have very few problems committing, though, do they? You are very committed people. I've got to say that. Not only you, but a lot of people. And when people understand what they're willing to have and that they value, they're willing to sacrificially and unconditionally give to it. And people are very committed people. We have people who are committed to 5, 6, or 7 years worth of car payments. And just when you get finished paying that last payment, you're probably ready for another one. And then you look at house payments for 30 or more years, paying thousands and thousands of dollars. And then you have those youngins, you know, the kind that live with you 18 or more years, and you love them. And then you have college. You have all of that going on that seems so huge. Then you have careers, spending. Do you realize that we spend nearly 1/3 of our adult life at work, doing something to satisfy an employer or a job that is before us? Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking fine pearls, and upon finding the one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had, and he bought it. Can you think about a merchant like being a Christian? Server, one who serves others by providing what they're really looking for. Perhaps even when they don't know what it is they're looking for. Being a satisfier, one of the customers, and understanding their real needs, helping them see what it is truly best for them, and now and into the future. A merchant, a Christian, is like a knower who knows the wants and the needs of others and knows how to customize what it is that we have, the product that will meet the needs of that person, how it can become valuable and priceless to them. The Christian or the merchant is a helper providing goods and services to meet the real needs of the people. You see, you and I, as Christians, are merchants of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are savers, servers, satisfiers, meeting the real needs of real people. We are knowers of those needs, and we are knowers of God's product of peace and of salvation. We know and customize it to meet the real needs of God's people, and of this we know that we already have a ready supply that is unending of our Savior's love stocked up for them. As I said earlier, my friends, you and I possess the world's greatest treasure. It's a cure for death, that we can speak peace at a funeral, that we can speak or stand at the bedside of somebody that we know is slipping from this life, and to be able to reach out and grasp their hand and to say, it's okay, believe in Jesus. He went through death and he died in your place and in mine, and he rose from death to life. And because of his resurrection, I assure you that you will slip from this life and be raised into the new life of life everlasting. You see, your Savior's love is that which can be spoken to people who are fighting. And amidst their fights, you can be present in and amidst them. And you can be able to be that ambassador of reconciliation. And these people who seem so far apart can be brought near because of the words you and I can share with them. Of a Savior who loved them so much, even when he was nailed to the cross and dying, he prayed for those who had put him there. And he prayed, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they've done. Jesus prays for you when you and I sin. He prays, Father, forgive them. That's what we have. We have one who has provided everything that we need. He is that pearl of great value. And our text says in that text, he searched and looked and planned, that merchant did. He studied what people look for and he waited. But then when he found that one pearl of great price, he quickly moved and he bought it. He sells all that he possessed and he grabbed it. Note, this merchant knew what he's looking for. But his entire plan was changed the very moment he found that one pearl. He not only quit looking for what else the world may be out there finding and giving him in the forms of other pearls or other possessions. And after seeing this one single pearl, it satisfied his seek and his desire. And he knew the value of what he had in his hand, what he'd seen with his very eyes, and what his fingers had stroked. And in his hands he placed it, and he sold everything else and put it aside. My friends, what is heaven worth to you? What price would you be willing to pay to see the face of your Savior, Jesus Christ, with your very own eyes? To see him smiling at you and then to hear him softly speaking to you, your name? Come and see. Come and see the place I've prepared for you. You'll love it. It's great here. What would you pay? What would it be worth not only to see that your sins are forgiven, but to also know it? To know that as Jesus suffered and died upon the cross, that he said, it's finished. There's nothing else you need to do other than believe in him. to know that there is nothing else, that all is ready. And Jesus said from the cross, it is finished. And he breathed his last. That one of great worth is a Savior, your Savior, my Savior. And it is Jesus Christ, the one the Father spoke to from the crowd and the cloud, you remember, in our today's gospel lesson? And if you were looking at that text in the Greek, you would actually understand what Moses and Elijah were speaking with Jesus about. And it says right there in the words of that text in the Greek, it really translates, they were speaking with Jesus about his exodus. Remember Moses, the one who led the children of Israel out of Egypt in the house of slavery for 400 years of slavery? God spoke with Moses atop the mountain before and afterwards. And he said, tell Pharaoh to let my people go. And God used Moses to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt, out of Exodus. And when we hear about Jesus and Moses talking about that on top of the mountain, it was a different kind of an Exodus. Jesus was going to be the one who would be the spotless Lamb of God, who would be sacrificed, who would take away the sins of the world, whose angel of death would no longer be able to come and destroy us, that because of the blood of the Lamb smeared over the doorpost, the frame of our heart and of our life, our sins would be forgiven and we would be delivered from slavery to sin that had held us in bondage and all of humanity through original sin. Yeah, Moses and Elijah were speaking with Jesus about his exodus, which he was about to accomplish upon Calvary's cross. And there how Christ would suffer and die and be raised from death to life and then promise all who would believe in him life everlasting. And listen to what Moses and Elijah, as they were talking with Jesus about all these things, how Peter and James and John responded. Here's what Peter said. Oh Lord, it's so good for us to be here. Could we build you a booth or a tent? One for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. Peter realized this was a good thing. God was speaking to them. Jesus was speaking about something big that was about to happen. Jesus was there with Moses and Elijah, as it had been predicted by many Hebrew scholars, that at the end time when the Messiah came, that Moses and Elijah would be present and would usher that time in. Something big was about to happen. My friends, that something big was called the salvation of the world. Your sins and mine paid for. Life everlasting promised. Cures, yes. Answers to prayer, yes. God who wanted to live amongst his people, yes. God wants a relationship with you and with me, yes. I just want to respond like Peter and say, oh Lord, it's so good to be here. So good. For us just to rejoice as we have this time in worship of God, as we enter into reading his word this week in Immerse or inside of any Bible study, as we start to think about our own prayer time and how it's good to be in the presence of God, as we seek out our Lord and our Savior, remembering that we've brought our children and grandchildren to the waters of baptism and we ourselves were wrapped in a robe of righteousness. And soon we'll be communing at God's altar. We'll be feasting on the bread, which is the presence of Christ's body himself, and the wine, which is his blood, given and shed for us. Like Jesus spoke that night when he instituted, this is what he said. Take and eat. Take and drink for the forgiveness of your sins. This is a really big thing. As you come forward, you receive the forgiveness of Christ himself and the assurance if you were to die tonight, you could be spending eternity with him. Now, I want to let you know that there is a special prayer that my mom and dad taught me. but I was just a little boy. I taught it to, Desiree and I taught it to our three boys, and now we're teaching it to our grandchildren. And I would like to ask you this question. The wow factor. What's the pearl of great price or of value in your life? I pray that it's Jesus Christ. If you were to die tonight, what is the one and only thing, the one possession that you have that you'd want to take to bed with you? Mine is Jesus. I hope it is for you. This is the prayer that I learned and that I've taught. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray you, Lord Jesus, my soul to take. Lord, it's good to be here. Thank you for being with me in my life and in their lives. And now may God bless each and every one of you. Amen. And now may the peace of God surpass all human understanding. Keep your hearts and minds in the true faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand. Please join me in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. And I believe
the Father and the Son together is worshiped and glorified. He spoke by the prophets.
I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. And I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Lord and Savior Jesus, we thank you for wanting to live in our midst, for loving us enough that you would become flesh and live amongst us. Did you take upon yourself our sins to pay for them and to cast them into the depths of the sea and to separate them away from us as far as the east is from the west? We thank you, Lord. We ask you, Lord, that you would also have those special mountaintop moments with us. Help us to be with bended knee and humbled hearts, prepared to praise you, to have this joy of our salvation before our very eyes, and to know what a big thing it is in our life and in our world, even unto eternity. Lord, help us to value that which you put into our life. Help us to understand the power that your word speaks into our world and our life, offering forgiveness and hope, offering life where there's death, with a promise of resurrection. O Lord, in your mercy. Lord Jesus, we ask that you would bless and be with our workers that are across the street as they build the new building. Be with those who are also across our parking lot. We pray for the workers' safety. And as the floors get taller and they get further away from the ground, may you keep them safe and hold them ever in your arms of grace and mercy. Help us to be prepared to connect to them, the workers and those who will live and reside there. We ask, O Lord, that our ministry would be with them and for them and to them, but that they would join us in this ministry and that they would help carry forward our outreach into this community. Bless our Child Development Center. Bless our staff. Bless our parents and the family of these children. Be with, O Lord, our staff amongst this entire campus. And Lord, we ask your blessing to be upon them. Lord, in your mercy. Lord Jesus, we pray for the voters' meeting that's about to come at the end of this service, and we ask your blessing to be upon it. Grant us wisdom and decisions as we consider a proposed service changes. And we ask, Lord, that though we're not voting today, that the discussions would be made and that there would be unity, and that your vision for the future for this congregation would certainly be spoken. Lord, into your hands we place it and ask your blessing upon it. Lord, in your mercy. And now, O Lord, hear the prayers of the people that have been requested.
The Heavenly Father, the congregation asks for prayers and supplication for the following. For Marcia, who is pastor's niece or cousin, has been diagnosed with breast cancer. Please be with her and guide her and help her and protect her. For Susan, who's the sister of Stephanie, pray for those, she's been diagnosed also with breast cancer. Guide her, help and protect her, Heavenly Father. We also ask for Sarah, who is healing and has waiting for the pacemaker to be replaced, and also for the replacement. Be with her, guide her, and help her. We ask also, in Pakistan, they're having a big problem, dear Heavenly Father, with persecution and religious persecution. We ask that you be with them, guide them, and help them. We also ask for Allie. Allie is fighting leukemia. She is now on a ventilator, and also she's only 24 years old. Be her guide, her help, and her protector. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer. Lord, especially do we pray for those who yet don't know you as Lord and Savior, and help us by your grace to be vessels of your mercy and grace, and to have opportunity this week and every day to speak of your love for us as well as for them. Lord, in your mercy. And now, O Lord, hear all the prayers spoken and unspoken that are upon the hearts of your children, and may you bring your answer to bear in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who at his transfiguration revealed his glory to his disciples, that they might be strengthened to proclaim his cross and resurrection, and with all the faithful look forward to the glory of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and singing. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord and Savior Jesus, on the very night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had broken it, he gave thanks and he gave it unto his disciples. And he said, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given unto death for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Likewise, in the same manner, he also took the cup. And when he had supped and had given thanks, he gave it unto them, saying, "Take and drink ye all of it, for this cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is given and is shed for you for the remission of all your sins. As oft as you drink it, do this in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
Body of Christ. Receive now the benediction of our Lord and Savior. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord look upon you with his favor and bring you his peace. Amen. You may be seated.
Ooh, supposed to be some notes in here to read on. Maybe it's not in this edition. Let's see if I can find it. Nope. Oh, well, Ash Wednesday services start this week. Yep, Ash Wednesday is this coming Wednesday, 12:10 p.m. and 7 p.m. And I believe it will be the same time every Wednesday during Lent, except for the last Wednesday before Easter. Ah, thank you. See the next one, confirmation lunches. We've said this before, and I guess there's still a need to say this, that we have lots of confirmands learning, and there's still opportunity, I believe, for people who want to provide lunches for the confirmation classes. If you, your family, or group of friends, or Bible study would like to sign up to provide lunch for the confirmands, it'd be greatly appreciated. You could sign up online, or you could see the Trinity Weekly, or Triune Weekly, rather, for details. Next slide is, we have Trinity Grief Share is forming. It's a group that will support people who are suffering from the loss of loved ones, family, friends. It meets Thursdays at 1 p.m. in the Fellowship Hall. If you're interested, contact the church office, or Norma Smith, sitting in the front here as always. Next slide. We have a lay leadership summit coming up at Prince of Peace Church in Orlando. If you don't know where that's at, it's at Curry Ford and Cimarron. It's for Region 3. It's a special event. It's designed specifically for lay leaders. It's a free conference sponsored by the Florida Georgia District, and it's a place where all lay leaders can have the opportunity to learn and grow in serving Jesus at the local congregations. After this service, there is a voters meeting about 12:30, enough time to go ahead and get people settled who come in from previous services. It will be discussing, the main topic is about the changes that are being considered for the services. It will not be a formal vote today. There will be other items on the agenda, but be sure to speak to the pastor or one of the elders if you have questions or concerns. And then the last slide that I have to speak about is the touch trucks coming up this coming, not this coming Saturday, but the following Saturday, I believe, is March 7th. There's plenty of opportunity for more volunteers to help make it a success. It's the largest fundraiser Trinity has. Look forward to seeing you either as a volunteer and or coming as just attending and enjoying the festivities. See the Triune Weekly to sign up or see the website for more details. I don't know if Pastor has any more.
I got just a thank you, Brendan. I appreciate that. And also to our two elders who assisted, other two elders, you're an elder also, who assisted with communion and our services today. The announcement I have is thank you, Sandy Zaccanini, for filling in for us today. Can we give her a thanks? And also on the organ there, she filled in. So, and she's going to be with us next Sunday and then during our Ash Wednesday service once again, 12:10, and then at 7 p.m. We'll have ashes imposed as well as Holy Communion during that service. Paul and choir, you did a wonderful job also. Thank you. Can we give God thanks? And finally, don't forget to rejoice in the salvation that God's given you and the many blessings he blesses you with each and every day. So walk with him this week and celebrate it in his name. Enjoy it. And please stand as we join in our final hymn. peace and serve the Lord with joy.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. It's amazing what we can do with so few.